Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boy, shot out of a cannon for the sack is T.J. Edwards.
Birdie on first down. Escapes. And now is taken down by T.J. Edwards.
Edwards got there for the loss of 5 on the play.
Really like the way that T.J. Edwards has been playing as of late. Very violent, very physical, very fast.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Oh, little Tyler the Creator. I love it. I love it. This is the Midday Show on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, and you. And our friend T.J. Edwards. Congratulations to T.J. Edwards for getting paid. Multiple reports say the Bears extended him for another 2 years and $20 million. And that's what you want to hear out of what I think is probably the most responsible member of our on-air staff on the Midday Show.
I mean, T.J. Edwards. That's not saying a lot, is it? There's only like 4 of us.
He's 100% the most responsible.
I know, but I feel like the bar is low between me, you.
Well, the fact that he's an athlete and not a professional broadcaster would indicate that perhaps we need to be more responsible.
Okay, we'll try to be more responsible. Meanwhile, he's now going to get $25.5 million over the next 3 seasons with that extension. So it's a big moment for him. It's interesting because that solves their linebacker question for another 3 years. And he earned it. Let's be honest. He earned the raise.
Yes, he did.
Because he had signed a 3-year, $19.5 million deal, and that's paying $6.5 million per, and now he'll make $10 million per over the last 2 seasons of this extension. He had 129 tackles last season. That's just one off Kevin Byard for the team lead. This is probably not a great stat, but good for him, but not good for the team. His 4 sacks were 3rd best on the team.
4 sacks and he was 3rd best on the team.
I said it's great for him, but not so great for the team.
If you watch the games, to me, he's a leader of guy whose importance you understand if you watch the games, even more than the numbers. You understood what he was trying to do at times when things seemed impossible. That guy had a motor until the whistle blew every single time of every play in every game. He was trying to do absolutely everything, trying to lead and carry at a time where things, I wouldn't say were falling apart around him, but they were definitely shaky. And I appreciate that. That's a skill to be able to produce the way he did it and try to do everything he could.
Certainly he wasn't as good. The team, I'm saying, wasn't as good last year as it was the year before in terms of how good the defense was. That's why when you have a guy who actually is seemingly taking a step forward, you have to make sure that you make him happy. And this extension does that. He had a team high 12 tackles for a loss, 6 quarterback hits. He also had a forced fumble, 2 fumble recoveries.
An interception.
Yeah, he was doing things.
He was, and his numbers, even the past 3 years, so 99 solo tackles when he was with Philly, his last season there, 91 solo tackles in 2023, and then what we saw last year, 79, and then a total like what you said, 129, because he had 50 assists as well. So 91 and 64 the year before. I mean, the man has been playing on another level. So it made sense that he got the money that he deserved in that. Now the exciting part is figuring out how he fits in with Dennis Allen's defense.
Yeah, and it's interesting because coming up, I think 12:30, the Eagles coaches, the assistants will be talking.
The Bears?
Yeah, what did I say? Eagles? Oh, because I was just looking at the fact that he was on it. The other thing I was going to say is he has actual playoff experience. We hear from guys like Jalen Johnson just desperate to win. This guy played in a Super Bowl. They lost to the Chiefs a couple of years ago. So I think hearing and understanding how he's going to be utilized, along with Kyler Gordon, fresh off of his extension, is going to be interesting. I want to see what this defense is going to look like, because we know it's going to look a lot different than what it looked like the last few years.
As much as I've criticized the Ryan Poles regime, and I have, I also want to give credit where it's due. And when they extend guys who deserve it, like Jalen Johnson, for example, when they extend guys like TJ Edwards, when you're paying people who are producing on the team and it makes sense, reward the guys who have been doing the work. And I felt like Cole Kmet, after the season that he had was deserving of it. The guaranteed money was questionable. But at the time, it made sense. You see Kyler Gordon get that money. That also makes sense. And I also think it's important to reward the guys who have been there in a leadership purpose. You know, whether that's being more vocal, like we heard Kmet and Jalen Johnson last season. But also rewarding the veteran presence of guys who have been on other teams, who know how that is and can help keep a room together. So his presence, not only with us, I thought was indicative, but it was also a preview into how you can see a guy like that helping not make the slumps too bad in a locker room. More influences like that on this team, I think, are especially key.
I'm really interested because we know they had 8 captains last season. What will that captain structure look like under Ben Johnson? Will he still be a captain? Will they only have a couple of captains? Will they have captains? Will it be a rotating week-to-week thing? These are all the questions.
It's just you against your former team, therefore you are captain?
Yes.
Never mind the fact that you guys broke up, and maybe there was a reason for that, too.
From either side.
That was the Matt Nagy, how do I put this, method. But either way, made sense to extend TJ Edwards. He is, in the words of Ian Rappaport, a tackle machine.
I mean, 153 a couple of years ago, easily leading the team in tackles 2 years ago before falling one behind Kevin Byard. Look, the Bears defense...
The better question is, why is Kevin Byard leading the team in tackles?
Well, that means people are getting down the field usually.
That's not ideal.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's what happens when a safety leads your team in tackles. Yeah, it's not like high school football.
I'm not mad at Kevin Byard for producing, but I'm a little frustrated that stuff wasn't stopped at the line of scrimmage more.
Do you think he deserves an extension, Kevin Byard?
That's a good question. I don't know. I need another year.
Okay. No, it's not anything they have to make a decision on right now. I was just off the top of your head. Because I was going back and forth last night before 6:30.
Before our next game of the year.
Yes.
Before last week's game of the year.
And I was just thinking, okay, I was trying to work through all the things they could do at safety. And then it occurred to me, well, they could just keep Kevin Byard for another year or two is one of the options.
And he's young enough.
Right. So
he's what, 26 now?
I don't know if 26 is it. Give me one second.
Only in the NFL is 26 old, you know? Here we were comparing guys in their 20s to certified pre-owns yesterday, and now 26 is old.
He would also qualify as certified pre-owned. He's 31 years old.
31? Why did I think he was so young?
Yeah, I was like, I don't think he's that young, Layla, but that's why we look things up. He's been around several blocks. That's why he only got a two-year deal to begin with.
Yes. Yeah, and in that case, I don't know.
I know somebody who will have an opinion on that. So
we do. I think that the age is a factor there when you're talking about extension and trying to figure out what your safety group looks like. They very well could draft a safety, the Bears, with that four picks in the top 72. I think that is a high likelihood of happening in the draft coming up. That doesn't necessarily affect Byard. But I am a little wary about keeping safeties into their mid-30s after what just happened on this team with Eddie Jackson keeping a safety into his later years of the NFL career.
I agree with that stance. I think it's a case-by-case basis and what kind of wear and tear you have on said safety. That's the only thing I'll say as far as giving a guy a chance who maybe would be a little bit older. But they have young guys at different positions. I like where the Bears are now. Now, in a week and a half from now, ask me next Sunday how I feel about it, because I may have a completely different feeling depending on what they come away with in the draft, or what, more importantly, what they don't come away with in the draft. I think there are some glaring needs that need to be addressed.
Yeah, but unfortunately, with what money left do they have to use? Because they have to sign this draft class.
Yes.
And they still have to keep, I would say, what, $5 to $6 million of cap space for just working operations, you know, practice squad, elevating people, moving people, injury backup, that type of thing. You know, they've spent a lot of their money, and appropriately so. But, you know, you still got that class to sign, and you've got a top 10 pick. And that's if you don't trade up, which I think is still a possibility with the Bears.
I want to see how it plays out, and I also want to see what other teams are doing, because sometimes I think we get a little tunnel vision on the Bears and we don't necessarily give credit to the context that is working around them. So you need to know what other teams in your division and other teams, maybe even in their similar position, are doing. Teams that are trying to climb up from under 500 records who haven't had playoff success in a long time.
Well, and hopefully if you're the Bears, this is the last top 10 pick you're talking about for a while, you know? Hopefully.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV. so now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings, which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.